The White House is defending Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley against calls from some Republicans to charge him with treason.
Oh, what idiots.
I don't think the president is looking for the guidance of members of Congress who stood by while the president of the United States and the leader of their party fomented an insurrection, and many of them were silent.
Yeah, I think that kind of counts them out, yeah. You know, as sort of not, I don't know, what's treason. The word, credible? Mm.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
General Milley regularly communicates with the chiefs of defense across the world, including China and Russia. These conversations remain vital to improving mutual understanding of U.S. national security interests, reducing tensions, providing clarity, and avoiding unintended consequences or conflict.
These people are accusing them of treason for calling up the Chinese and saying, hey, everything's fine.
Yeah, that's what happened there, morning breath. Good afternoon, my fellow captives, on day 547 of the 2 weeks and 1 day to flatten the curve. You know, I've asked the question, I don't know, 100, 200, if not 1,000 times over the last, 4 or 5 years, how far will Trump derangement syndrome go? And you know, the bar keeps rising, does it not? It has now stopped, for the moment, rising where the bar has risen to, with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff siding with Communist China. Again, a coup has happened. And after the show, going home, trying to get my mind off of it and watching Practical Jokers, it was still in my head, a coup happened. And you know what? I'm reactionary. You notice how our national elected officials, especially Republican side, are not reactionary. And one might say, well, that's why they're in charge of our livelihoods. We don't need hothead reactionaries there. You know, talk show hosts, go ahead. You don't have influence over the military or anything. So, yeah, you can be reactionary. Okay, I agree. I don't know if I want our elected officials to be hotheads, but there are times where they need to be reactionary. And the fact that there's a minority of Republicans screaming coup right now. So those of you who want a civil Republican Party, one where our elected representative leaders use wisdom and execute a well thought out plan. Yeah, I do, too. I do. But stop right there. Tell me one instance, just one, where it's worked. The germ probe in the 2016, did that work? Did that patience work? The Obama administration spying on the Trump campaign. I mean, the Podesta WikiLeaks emails. How far do we keep going? Hillary, bleach or something? Biden, his son Hunter, the Ukraine, his blackmail. When did being wisdom and saying that's a well-thought-out plan and we're going to execute and we're not going to be react? When did it ever work? Joe Biden, the big guy in China. Hunter Biden, China. The laptop, all this... Tell me one instance where wisdom and a well-thought-out plan was actually implemented. There's only like 20 Republicans nationally who are, I would say, reactionary, and I've kind of given up on the rest, I guess. I don't know. You would think there'd be a major effort afoot to stand up against General Mark Milley Vanilli. I mean, you know, this is the guy that was preaching, you know, the wokeness of the military. He's a Trump deranged guy, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He's the guy. He's the architect. He gets the credit for it, for the retreat and surrender in Afghanistan. And in case you don't know what I'm talking about, maybe you just turn the radio on after taking a week off from the world. This is all coming from a book. One half of the Washington Post team, Bob Woodward, that broke the Watergate scandal and called Richard Nixon to resign. Here's what happened. This is alleged, and the Pentagon has not denied it. This is the source of the book probably is Milley Vanilli. But in the final days of Trump's presidency, General Mark Milley, the chairman, the head guy, head military guy, in my opinion, and a few others, pulled a coup. He did so under the orders, as we're finding out now, from Nancy South Park Pelosi. House Speaker, Congresswoman from California. They all got together and colluded with the Chinese. And you thought what he did in Afghanistan was something? This is outright treason. So the Washington Post reporter, Bob Woodward, Robert Costa, he's the Washington Post reporter. They have a new book out called Peril. A few days after January 6th, the riot there, you know.
Incited the erection. Insurrection.
So Nancy Pelosi picks up the phone, calls General Milli Vanilli to demand that Trump's ability to have his finger on the button to launch any kind of nuclear weapon be stopped. These two reporters gave the transcripts from that call. Here's the transcripts. I read, what I'm saying to you, this is Nancy Pelosi, to General Milli Vanilli. What I'm saying to you is that if you couldn't even stop him from assault on the Capitol, he even knows what else he may do. And is there anybody in charge at the White House who was doing anything but kissing his fat butt all over this? You know he's crazy. He's been crazy for a long time. End quote. Speaker of the House, Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, plotting a coup. General Milli Vanilli responds,
Madam Speaker, I agree with you on everything.
And with that, he went about blowing up the Constitution of the United States. Now, what I read here next is not my opinion. If it makes you feel a little softer, maybe some of you that think that this is not a big deal. According to CNN, in response, Milley took extraordinary action, called a secret meeting in his Pentagon office. Guys, Valkyrie, you ever watch Valkyrie or seen the documentary reading books about the people that were going to kill Hitler? Amongst that was a coup. They were doing a coup against Hitler. So they met in private offices, military people did. They set that bomb under the desk and it blew up, but it didn't blow up Hitler. He was on a bag or something, helped protecting. Some people in the room died. They tried to blow up Hitler. Well, they did little secret meetings like this. It's called a coup. Secret meeting, Pentagon, January 8th, to review the process for military action, including launching nuclear weapons. Again from CNN, speaking to senior military officials in charge of the National Military Command Center, the Pentagon's war room. Ready for this? Milley instructed them not to take orders from anyone else unless he was involved. Quote, said Milley, no matter what you're told, you do the procedure, you do the process, and I'm part of that procedure. He then went around the room, made everyone swear allegiance to him, not President Trump. The plot thickens. Reported by Fox News, Milley made two secret phone calls to his counterparts in the Chinese People Liberation Army. That would be like the Valkyrie guys around Hitler calling Churchill's guys or Roosevelt's guys, calling the Americans, right? The first call came October 30th, second call 2 days after the January 6th riot. That would have been January 8th, ensuring them that he's in charge. He wouldn't let Trump attack China. And listen to how it's now being covered. Just sickening.
General Milley has come under criticism this week after details surfaced of two phone calls he made to a Chinese general late last year without former President Donald Trump's knowledge. The calls were reportedly meant to reassure Beijing that efforts were in place to prevent the outgoing president from potentially ordering a missile strike against China.
Okay, that's the little description there from Morning Breath on MSNBC. And then they'll try and rewrite history here. See, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff has a boss, and his boss has a boss. Secretary of Defense is his boss, and the Secretary of Defense's boss is the commander-in-chief. So he skipped over quite a few. But ready? Listen to the rewriting of history just the day after reality happened and history happened. This is the angle. Hey, good spin there, Joe.
This is democracy. It's messy. Don't take advantage of us. You don't want to try to take advantage of us at this moment. If you do, you'll feel sorry. And you're not going to have the excuse to say, oh, they were about to attack us, because I'm here to tell you we're not going to attack you.
Oh, that's it. So it was kind of a threat. Milley called up to protect America, huh?
Here this guy takes steps to defend America, to let China know that we're just fine. Don't take advantage of this situation. Mm. And now they're saying he's treasonous? All he did is pick up the phone and goes, hey, listen, don't take advantage of the United States. Don't even think about it. If you do, you'll be sorry.
No, he didn't. And Joe Scarborough, when the transcripts are out, you're a fool, dude.
So first of all, if it is actually true, which is hard to believe, that he would have called China and done these things and was willing to advise them of an attack or in advance of an attack, that's treason. And I would think, I've had so many calls today saying, that's treason.
Yep, Fox News reporting, Pentagon claiming General Mark Milley reviewed lawful launch procedures after, get this, he received a phone call from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. In normal times, this would have flipped D.C. and the world upside down. And by normal times, I mean just a couple years ago. When you create chaos like they're doing, then you can get away with a lot of stuff, right? Deflect, deflect. Look over here, look over here. Crisis over here, crisis over here. Look what we're doing. We got hostages on the other side of the world. Look, we got 8,000 people trapped under a bridge sitting in their own defecation right now. Come on. Hey, look at all the crises. Oh, everybody's on lockdown. Oh, we're killing the economy. Oh, you got to drive electric cars. Ah, California's on fire. Ah, Newsom's still in control. Chaos, chaos, chaos. And then they, amongst all that, they can just get away with something like this that would normally be, a hanging, a firing squad, at least some treason trial going on. You know, wow, you're the top military guy and you defected? Isn't that what we call it, defecting, when you call them up and say, hey, here's our military plans? That's what we used to call that. But I guess, as I just said, how far would the Trump derangement syndrome bar go? All the way up to the Joint Chiefs of Staff calling the Chinese to go, hey, I'm not on his side, I'm on your side, and here's what's going on.
It's totally ridiculous. I never thought of it. You never heard the word China mentioned in a thing like this. You heard a lot of anger about China on trade, and we made a great trade deal. You heard a lot of anger on China with the China virus. But for him to say that I would even think about attacking China, I think he's trying to just get out of his incompetent withdrawal out of Afghanistan.
You know what the Pentagon spokesperson said? They didn't deny. They did not deny, or they did not confirm these reports of this going on. John Kirby, the Pentagon spokesperson, who we're all getting to know now, right? Because he has American hostages still under his control, or not control, under his responsibility. But he said, I can't speak to the validity of it. He said, I can't speak to that, but I see nothing in what I've read that would cause any concern. See, the new woke military sees no concern with this. With the military not being under civilian command, which obviously, if this turns out to be true, which it does seem to be, that's staggering. Imagine during the 13 days in October, the Cuban Missile Crisis, if the military were not under civilian command, we would have nuked Cuba and been in nuclear World War III with the Russians in 1962. I might not even have been born 4 years later. This is a big deal, man. This is a very, very big deal. We got smoky skies. We got high taxes. We got King Newsom. One of those three won't be around in a few months, hopefully. You want to know where the smoke's coming from? It's the KNP Complex fire. I'll give you more details on that next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. Listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
I don't know how many people have really thought this one out here, right? A couple good old country boys, Agent Squires from Bakersfield and myself from Tennessee. We can figure this out, can't we? That if you let employees go, no matter what business you're in, if you have to let employees go, whatever business you're in would suffer unless you immediately had replacements, correct? Correct. Okay, good. Even the city people and the good old country boys can agree with that concept right there. Okay, so what are we going to do when 911, what's your emergency? Home invasion and my house is on fire and three people have had heart attacks. I wonder how long it's going to take people to get out there. The ambulance, the police and the fire department, when a lot of them have quit. Tony Boddy, spokesman for the Fresno County Sheriff's Department, I asked him, what's the ratio there with vaccinations? He said they sent out surveys to their employees asking if they received the vaccine. Between 50 to 60% said yes. He said the caveat there is also there's a decline to state box, which many also check. So the population of vaccinated might even be higher. But let's say between 50 to 60% said yes. So let's say higher, say 70%. So 30%, if it's 20%, that would really hurt law enforcement or a printing company or a school or a hospital or whatever business that you want to come up with. We can name probably over 8,000 of them if we had the time right here. The sheriff of Riverside County, Sheriff Chad Bianco, he's not going to mandate the vaccine.
It's very, very unfortunate because that's the furthest thing from the truth. I'm not anti-vax. I'm anti-vax for Chad.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that I'm anti-vax for someone else that feels they may need it or that does need it at high-risk categories or even if it just makes you feel better.
Yes.
So this is definitely one of those things that a lot of department heads are being asked, and a lot of department heads, different agencies are, different law enforcement agencies are coming up with policies or things like that. And as far as I'm concerned, I will not mandate a vaccine for our employees.
All right. The question is going to go out to our county board of supervisors. Are you going to allow law enforcement, the public servants that serve our protection, or let me rephrase that. Are you going to allow our protection from bad guys make it more vulnerable by not coming out and stating that in this county we are not going to allow law enforcement to have to mandate this because it would be a public safety crisis, right? Don't you see it being that way, Board of Supervisors? Wouldn't that be if even 10% or 15 or 20 or what if it is 30 that aren't there for calls? I don't know. Officer-involved shooting in Reedley earlier this week. So all these crime stories that we're hearing here, I don't know if we'll have officers to go out. There'll be some, but I guess that'll have to be in priority. The Fresno County Sheriff's Office investigating the shooting said Reedley police officers shot an armed but innocent homeowner on Monday. Reedley police responded to a burglary at a shopping center early that morning, and then they arrived. They saw a 38-year-old coming down from the roof. He took off running, so the deputies took off. The canine roof took off, searched alleyways, backyards. Deputies say at one point the bad guy broke into a house. The man inside the house was asleep. You wake up from the noise of somebody breaking in. He grabs his gun, starts going around his house. But deputy said the bad guy had already left the house. So they're in there looking for the bad guy they saw go into the house. They see the homeowner who had his gun in his hand. And one of the officers opened fire and hit the guy in the leg. So you're asleep. You never know when something's going to hit you, right? You're asleep. Oh, there's a noise. You wake up. Somebody in your house. You get your gun. And then you get shot in the leg by the police. Now, we'll let them figure all that out. I mean, that's a tough situation, right? He was arrested. This guy was, I guess they caught him here, on burglary, vandalism, resisting arrest. He was also wanted on a warrant for burglary. The homeowner taken to the hospital. Non-life-threatening. That is so good. That would have been horrible. You know the officer feels bad, of course. But it's that split-second decision, man. He had 1 second or less to go, is that the homeowner who woke up and grabbed his gun, or is that the guy who we're chasing, right? I mean, that shows how tough law enforcement is. A split second. All the social justice warriors, you want that officer to probably take 10 seconds or maybe ask him, hey, are you the guy that just woke up and grabbed your gun, or the guy that was on the roof that gave? You're dead. A 19-year-old man wanted in connection to a string of armed robberies across northwest central Fresno, taken into custody on Tuesday. Dalen Perry was his name. They received reports near Shaw Millbrook. They found him sitting in his vehicle. They arrested him. He did a series of robberies, they said, over the course of hours one evening in mid-August. Brazen. He victimized 10 people, including teenagers. Police detectives arrested 3 others for the robberies. Investigators believe he was also involved in a gang-related shooting in July 21st that left a person injured. Also a person of interest in a jewelry heist earlier this month up in Yuba City. Woo! So we got and that's not anybody being killed. Think of how the shootings we've had that have killed people. I'm just saying right now, the vaccine mandate, you might want to stop and think about this for just a Mississippi minute. What about firefighters? We got the KNP complex fire in Sequoia National Forest, sparked by lightning, now 7,000 acres, zero containment. And that's why the Valley air's bad in Fresno, Kings, Tulare, Kern counties. The smoke that is in the air. Evacuation warnings in effect for Old Three Rivers Road up to Highway 198. This is becoming just common in California. Like, traffic updates, we can start doing fire updates. Here's the roads that you can't travel on. That's probably more important on them where there's traffic, especially as weekends get closer. These new orders and warnings were issued to the existing evacuation orders for communities along Mineral King Road. I say these roads, I don't know where they are, but if you're in that area or headed that way, you know it there. But of course, Red Cross all over, boy, they've been busy all summer and fall long. That's the new season, correct? We got the two-tier society. It's reached a new level here. You ready for this? A vaccinated woman's family who died of COVID blame the unvaccinated in her obituary. Two-tier society, you bet. And we're not thinking the ramifications for society, are we?
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Well, maybe tomorrow. It was 91 when at 3 o'clock. I'm waiting for the high to be of 89. It has to be in the 80s. I get to open the blinds again, let some sun come in. Saturday, 89. Well, I think I saw yesterday. Tomorrow's supposed to be 89. Maybe I'm wrong here. Let's see. I've been known to be wrong. I was 97.4% correct last year. So there, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm wrong. 93 tomorrow, 89 on Saturday. Okay, so Monday, high of 87. I guess I'll have the blinds open. I'm looking, you know, on day 547, you got to look for the small things to be excited about, right? I'm doing a lot of percentages right now, aren't I? Normally I said I agree with Bill Maher 95% of the time, right? A little more, I agree with him a little more than I did the ACLU, which is like I did not agree with him 95% of the time, sorry. And the ACLU, I didn't agree with them 98% of the time. So there'd be a few times, almost like watching Jon Stewart on The Daily Show back then, there'd be just a few times I would agree. But I got to say, with this COVID thing and the lockdown and the oppression and the stripping of rights, Bill Maher has stepped up to the plate and made people in Hollywood nervous. He was on with Jimmy Kimmel, and listen to Kimmel say, his last, when he goes, here's Bill Maher talking about the New York Times and the actual chance of, if you do get COVID, of going to the hospital here.
I have to cite a survey that was in the New York Times, which is a liberal paper, so they weren't looking for this answer. They were talking about, the question was, what do you think the chances are that you would have to go to the hospital if you got COVID?
Mm-hmm.
And Democrats thought that was way higher than Republicans. 41% of Democrats, and the answer is between 1 and 5%.
Okay.
41% of Democrats thought it was over 50%. Another 28% thought it was 20 to 49%. So 70% of Democrats thought it was way, way, way higher than it really was. Liberal media has to take a little responsibility for that, for scaring the shit out of people.
He's talking about you. He's talking about you.
For scaring the shit out of people. Let's not even get into that, because I know you and your boyfriend, Howard Stern, are very paranoid about this.
You hear him laughing? He makes them nervous. You and your boyfriend, Howard Stern, are nervous about this. This is a sad story that Candace K. Ayers is her name. She's 66. She died September 3rd at St. John's Hospital in Springfield, Illinois. She was fully vaccinated in the spring, but she got diagnosed with COVID on July 28th. And her family wanted to send a message to those who were still hesitant about taking the vaccine. Here's what they said. She was preceded in death by more than 4.5 million others infected with COVID, her family wrote. She was vaccinated but was infected by others who chose not to be. The cause cost was her life. We want to hold every segment of the population accountable and responsible for where we are at today. Blaming the unvaccinated in the obituary. I guarantee you that family knows no facts, no science. They probably listen to Jimmy Kimmel at night. Or maybe Howard Stern, right? Or anybody out there in the media. The U.S. government database that keeps track of deaths from vaccine side effects, it's blown up by tenfold since the vaccine. And I've given both sides of this. And yes, the odds of dying from this, based upon the CDC's own adverse reaction website where they wanted these things reported. And this site's been up since early, I think, 2001, where vaccine reactions have been reported, because you want to know about that. There are about 1,400 deaths reported to the system each year. And there's thousands of, adverse events from vaccines. I remember my kids were little. They'd send them home after a vaccine and say, here's what you can expect. Might be some fever, some redness, maybe lack of appetite, could be some bowel movement irregularity. They give you all of that stuff. And so, yeah, there are adverse reactions from vaccines. And the CDC, with this mass vaccination program, had to, by law, put this into effect. Vaccine adverse event reporting system gets more than 60,000 reports each year, and like I said, 1,400 deaths that are documented on average. Since COVID, there have been 14,701 deaths. Now, there have been multiple millions of people vaccinated, so the odds of dying, obviously, at this point are really small, just like the odds of dying from COVID are small in many different categories, depending on what age you are. The one right now that's in big consideration is the age 0 to 19. This is from the CDC. The infection survival rate is 99.9973. The odds are really small of dying from COVID if you got it. The odds are small right now of dying from the vaccine, but these are the facts. Many of those that have come within the last month and a half, around 3,300 deaths, that's about 70 per day. So that needs to be said. A newly released study by the left-leaning magazine, The Atlantic. Anytime you've heard me say The Atlantic, it's been, can you believe what The Atlantic said about President Trump? They found nearly half of the patients hospitalized for COVID in 2021 may not have been admitted for the virus or had mild symptoms or were asymptomatic. Guys, the facts are out there. These are researchers from Harvard, from the Veterans Affairs System. They examined electronic records for nearly 50,000 COVID hospital admissions at more than 100 VA hospitals nationwide. Those patients who are there with rather than from COVID don't belong in the metric, they said. The Atlantic author explained that the researchers, they checked to see whether each patient, if they required oxygen or had a blood oxygen level below 94%, if either of those conditions were met, the researchers classified the patient as having moderate to severe disease. Otherwise, it was considered mild or asymptomatic. Now, this study found from mid-January through the end of June of this year, 48% of the hospitalized patients showing up on the COVID data dashboards may have been admitted for another reason entirely. Or they could have had a mild presentation of the disease. This is not my opinion. These are researchers from Harvard Medical School, also from the Medical Center and the Veterans Affairs Healthcare System. This is where this is coming from. So are you going to believe Dr. Valra or Dr. Galley or fake face mask Fauci? Are you, what do you think they're more political, or do you think the Harvard Medical School and the Veterans Affairs are affected more by politics? Exactly. The study suggested that COVID hospitalization tallies can't be taken as a simple measure of the severeness of the disease because they might inflate the numbers by a factor of two. So if you say they're playing with the numbers to make it appear more severe than it is, you got some ammunition here. This article for The Atlantic is evidence that school kids should not even be required to wear a mask. They're going to keep it going. Enjoy life.
So I just want to say to those people in San Rafael and Pittsburgh and New York, I ain't going to give it to you. I promise, it's safe. We're doing everything we can. There's distancing. There's masking. Enjoy. Live life.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy and live life. And then they they switched over Jimmy Kimmel of all people, right? Asking how do we come together as a nation? Huh?
Do you think it's possible even that we can come together?
Well, that's a great question, and to me, one of the keys to that is to stop talking about it. When I was a kid, you may remember the same thing. People didn't talk politics all the time. There was no Facebook. You know, Facebook should go back to being what it should be: humble brags, cat videos, finding out who from high school is gay, fat, or dead.
Mm-hmm.
It has ruined it. Social media, I think, maybe not as much, but if we had social media in the 60s and 70s through all that upheaval, do you think we would have known there's as many crazy people? I mean, have we always had this many crazy people? We just didn't. We just didn't know it. You know, I don't know.
Instead, it's people arguing with some kid you went to third grade with about Brett Kavanaugh.
Uh-huh.
You want to know how to heal America? Shut up.
Right? Shut up. That's it.
People aren't regulated.
Shh. No, no. Shh.
We need to get vaccinated.
No. Shh. Shh.
You know, that's a really good point. I don't have a really firm answer for you on that.
Shh. We don't care.
It's a big country with lots of people who don't think like you, no matter what side you're on, and you're not going to convince them. Just accept it, like you do in a relationship.
Back to school at Harvard. They got 90% plus vaccination rate for teachers and students. You're not going to believe the rules that they're putting into effect.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Hey, now, Joe Biden forgot who he was talking to. That's not big news, is it? Well, he was trying to address Australia's Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, and he called him that fellow down under here.
Morrison. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
You didn't know his name.
I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
How embarrassing. Isn't it embarrassing? I guess it would be maybe more embarrassing if you voted for him. I would think it would be a little bit embarrassing, right? But maybe you should take Bill Maher's advice, Jimmy Kimmel, with your ridiculous laugh. Listen to what he says. Huh?
You want to know how to heal America? Shut up.
Okay. I guess maybe they'd say the same to me, right? Shut up. Nah, I'm going to keep talking about insanity is what I'm talking about. Harvard instructing students on how to eat and drink with a mask on. 90%, they got 90% plus vaccination rate for employees and students. Remember Joe Biden said, take the vaccine and take your mask off. That's what he said. Take the vaccine and take your mask off. Well, you remember back in March 2020, Fauci actually laughed about wearing a mask, right?
And the best way for me to prevent getting an infectious disease and having to have you as my doctor is what? Wearing a mask.
No.
I don't need to do that. I can see they're ready to sneeze or cough, walk away.
You avoid all the paranoid aspects and do something positive. A, good diet. B, you don't smoke, I know. I know you don't drink, at least not very much, so that's pretty good. Get some exercise. I know that you don't get as much exercise as you should.
That's correct.
Get good sleep. I think that the normal, low-tech, healthy things are the best thing that you can do, David, is stay healthy.
All right.
All right, here's what Harvard says. Sitting down for a meal with friends or colleagues is a cornerstone of human interaction, but it should be done safely. Follow the quick sip rule when drinking. Lower your mask, take a sip, and then promptly cover your mouth and nose. A straw can make this more efficient. Do not linger with your mask down. If you wish to slowly savor a hot beverage, do it away from others.
People aren't regulated.
Cover and consume. Consume your meal. Immediately mask up when done. Conversation, checking your phone, and other activities should be masked. Even when you're in a designated indoor dining area, if you're taking your time between bites, for conversation, for example, put your mask back on. Dine in small parties of 2 to 4 people. Avoid table hopping. Consider dining consistently with a same small group of people. You don't want to do it with a different group of people every day, right?
We need to get vaccinated.
Unvaccinated persons must maintain distance from others when dining indoors. Face coverings outside whenever they are within 6 feet of anyone else. The guidance goes on to explain, if you need to interact with many people in a single day, keep your mask on, limit each interaction to under 15 minutes, and don't stand closer than necessary. Wow. And you thought June 15th was Freedom Day? Educators in Colorado could face prison time if they don't enforce a local mask mandate. Isn't this nice? Educators, they don't enforce a mandate, be a class one misdemeanor, punishable by up to 1 year in prison and a $5,000 fine. Parents plan to sue over the mask mandate, says CBS Denver. Teachers and administrators can be arrested, charged, and prosecuted, not only if they don't wear masks themselves in school, but if the students do not wear masks.
Can you see your papers?
I don't think I have them on me.
In that case, we'll have to ask you to come along.
The superintendent of public schools in Littleton, I know Littleton, Colorado, they told the school board last week they could be held criminally liable for not enforcing the mask mandate. So teachers are now law enforcement. The mask order, it's not a law, it's a directive. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead and do it up, man. Go ahead and do her up. We know where we are. We know what's going on, and it's not going to stop. And the thing about all of this is that common sense, we have it out here. We don't need Caltrans to put it up on signs. We know that 70 plus is a 94.5% survival rate. So let's deal with it with that. That means that there are people that are older that are have a 5-point percentage in their range that we should focus on, especially those that have comorbidities and are inside a nursing facility. As we go from 70, we go back from 60 to 69, 50 to 59, 40 to 49, 30 to 39, 20 to 29, and 0 to 19. It should all ease up even more the younger that we go. And when you think of the working age in America, it's in the 99% range. And then it's something how we had a lot of wisdom and sanity right here in our county this time last year. You know, the Open Up Fresno rally, we had county supervisors down there. We had city council members. We had city council member Miguel Arias walking away from it going, hey, we got money in the parking meters. But there once was a time where I really thought that a year later would this ever happen, right? It's chaos, and they love the chaos, man. Whether it's on the other side of the world, whether it's down on our southern border, the border is out of control once again. And we got AOC at the Met Gala, right? Oh, yeah, while kids sit in their own excrement under a bridge in Texas surrounded by COVID. I don't know, sprinkle in a little tuberculosis. I don't know, maybe a little HIV. You think Child Protective Services is on site? AOC, where are you? Miguel Arias, where are you? You guys are friends with AOC. Come on now.